USA Radio News.
President Trump stepped in front of the White House press corps for the first time in more than a week to celebrate news of a successful COVID-19 vaccine. The president also spoke of the vaccine delivery time frame.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where for political reasons, the governor, he doesn't trust the fact that it's this administration, so we won't be delivering it to New York until we have authorization to do so, and Governor Cuomo will have to let us know when he's ready for it.
The president added, no medical breakthrough of this scope and magnitude has ever been achieved this rapidly, and we're very proud of it. Pfizer this week announced that its vaccine had been more than 90% effective in protecting patients against the virus that has killed more than 220,000 people in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The suspects in the death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia will have to wait for their trial behind bars. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, reacted to the ruling.
I'm relieved they were staying behind bars. Today was a good day. Ahmaud was confused. Ahmaud had no idea that he was under attack.
A Chatham County Superior Court judge denied Travis and Gregory McMichael bail after 2 days of arguments. The third suspect, their neighbor, Williams Roddy Bryan, was denied bail earlier. All three men face murder charges for the death of the young black man who was killed while out for a run. Cooper Jones told the judge she feared the father and son would do the same thing again if the court set them free. The decision to deny bail hinged on a piece of evidence already viewed by millions of people. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio warned parents on Friday that they should be prepared to return to fully remote learning as early as Monday. The announcement comes as the city rapidly approaches the 3% COVID-19 positivity rate threshold that will trigger school closings. The mayor noting that very few people have tested positive in schools. The positivity rate in schools is less than 1%, but de Blasio said that the city's higher rate means we've got to act out of an abundance of caution, adding, have a plan, have an alternative plan for as early as Monday. That if schools were forced to close, the goal is bringing them back as soon as possible. And ICE is arresting child predators. Tim Berg has that story.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced this week more than 100 alleged child predators have been arrested as part of a joint effort with international partners in Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and Panama. The arrest taking place across the United States and South America during a federal crackdown from November 2nd through the 6th. As part of the operation, people were arrested in California, North Carolina, Florida, Denver, Nashville, Knoxville, and Pittsburgh. Many of the arrests came after tips were called in to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.